Next, before we move on to the next item, may I just remind members, we spent a lot of time on the two items earlier. We have overrun by about half an hour, so for the remaining items, please try to be very concise, members. Item 3.2 under matters arising. Discussion and resolution on signature project scheme, SPS. That's paper number 24/2013. Item 4, to enhance cultural variety and community integration by providing a regular martial arts training venue for promotion of Chinese culture. Paper number 25/2013. The two papers are actually related, so I propose we could have a joint discussion of the two documents. Any? Yes, Mr. Hui Chek Leung. Mr. Chairman, for item 4, the demand for a regular martial arts training venue in Xiaoqimong, I support it, but I'm against combining the discussion of item 3.2 and item 4 for two reasons. One, the SPS, in our last discussion, there were five options and we voted and then we trimmed it down to three options and we're supposed to consider the three options today. So we picked three options out of five last time for further consideration. $100 million allocation, I think that's a very sensitive issue. We should look at a broader picture. That's why I don't agree we should take up the discussion of the two items jointly. Personally, I am against a joint discussion, but of course it's up to other members if you prefer to come have a joint discussion. Mr. James Toh? Oh, well, he mentioned something like about political sensitivity. I don't know what it's about. But then I would say for 3, 2, and 4, they should be then be taken up together. Because for item 3, 2, I know, of course, for item 4, it's about, you know, being part of the signature project. But then those are two separate issues, I would say. So unless it's absolutely necessary, I think we should have separate discussions. Madam Wong Shuming. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like my supplementary paper to be included for discussion. I've already given the reasons in detail. Now, on the 8th of April, when we conducted site visit, this idea came about, or several ideas were floated, and this was one of the ideas. Because the first time when we talk about the SPS, we talk about multicultural elements. So that's why this is part of that theme. So I think it should be discussed together with 3.2. Mr. Chairman, I also agree we should discuss 3.2 and 4 together. On the 20th of February, at that meeting, when we talked about the $100 million allocation, I and a few members abstained from voting. We walked out, actually, because at the time, we did not want to rush to rule out certain projects. Maybe some better projects might come along. We don't want them to be excluded. That's why I and several members protested at the decision. Now there's a new project being proposed. So along the same spirit of what I said last time, I don't think we should rule out any projects so soon. We should keep the door open. We should consider new projects as they come along. Only then can we make the best use of government resources. Because otherwise, we could have to confine the projects to those we considered on the 28th of February. We won't allow new projects at the end. We might waste public resources and misuse the $100 million. Well, various members have made different comments. Let me counter-propose this. In principle, They touch upon a similar topic. It's difficult to first deal with 3-2 and then we start the new discussion on item 4. Shall we do this? Perhaps for 3-2, we'll first have a discussion. After the last meeting, the district office, the Reverend Government departments, and members conducted site visits on proposed sites and the sites that eventually identified, and we already did the site visits. Maybe we should invite the department, in particular the Home Affairs Department, to report to us. Now, shall we first discuss the proposed signature projects in the paper? And then, when the picture emerges, then we could have further discussion, because for item 4, it may just form part of the project, of the scheme, the SPS, that is. So can we propose that, proceed that way?
If that's the case, it means we'll have separate discussions, i.e. we'll discuss 3-2 first, and then we'll have a decision for that. It's only then we move on to discussion of item 4. How can you relate the two together if that's the case? I have to say I agree with Mr. Chen Wai-Kung. At the previous meeting, we haven't got any conclusive decision, but we take the SPS seriously. Ethnic cohesion, social cohesion is not something new. So I think we should discuss the two items together. Otherwise, we're left with a conclusion for item 3-2, and then we start another discussion for item 4. That's why I think we should discuss the two items together. Mr. Ho, I just want to know more about the meeting, the rules for the meetings. Last time we picked 3 projects out of 5. So we should look at the rules. Now, what if next time we have another proposal? Does it mean that will override the decisions of the previous meetings? That's why I think we should look at the rules. Last time we voted on the project and your proposal was voted out. You should respect the decision of the majority. Otherwise, we will have different agenda items for the same topic. We just picked 3 out of 5 proposals. As for the inspections, they were conducted on unofficial occasions. We cannot let things decided on unofficial occasions to override on what was discussed at proper meetings, Mr. Chow. I put forward a proposal, and I thank members who have spoken. I think if we separate the discussions of items 3 and 4, quality proposals will be ruled out. Now is a project for funding application, and the application will have to go through LegCo. We have a LegCo member here. I hope our application will be granted. The HAB is our gatekeeper. They will help us, and then they will apply for funding at LegCo. For items 3 and 4, we discussed them together, just that because they follow the same line. In discussing the two items together, is it right that we will not rule out anything from the project? Well, there are different views as to whether we should have separate discussions or a discussion for the two items. We had a meeting last time. I will invite department representatives to say more about item 3.2 and then we'll move on to item 4. It's only after that we can come to a conclusion. I'm not suggesting we separate 3 and 4. Item 3 is our focus. And we have to know the progress of the project. As to what exactly is to be done, that's just the side issues. I think we can have separate discussions for the side issues. I think that will make things easier. Further views, Mr. Ngo Tong. It depends on how you look at it. For item 3, we're trying to set down a broad direction for way forward. For item 4, it focuses on details, on proposals. If we have separate discussions, we should set down the principles first. For example, shall we have social and ethnic cohesion? If that's the case, we can discuss how this theme can be incorporated into the proposal of Ms. Wong. Now, even if we go for separate discussions, it's not exactly impossible. For myself, I agree with Mr. Hui. At the previous meeting, we already agreed that we should narrow down our discussion. So I propose we set down the broad principles under item 3, and when it comes to discussion of item 4, we can discuss the contents, the details. Ms. Ko, Vice Chair. I think we share similar views. Can we invite the government representatives to tell us about the 3 projects we picked out of the 5, whether the proposals are feasible, which one is feasible, which not, and then we will get the whole picture. It's only then that we can set down a conclusion. Before we move on to item 4, I don't think we should have too much arguments about this. Anyway, I think it's best for us to ask the government representatives to tell us more about the investigation into the 3 proposals, which are feasible, which not. If members agree, shall we invite government representatives to report the progress of the proposals after the previous meeting? We conducted site visit after the previous meeting, and not all members attended. So I'll invite the representatives to tell us the feasibility of the 3 proposals. Thank you, Chair. Paper number 24-2013 details what happens after the meeting on 28th February. For the background of SPS, we discussed a lot about it. I'm not going to repeat that. I just want to focus on what happened after the previous meeting. 5 proposals were put forward, and 3 were chosen. And they were further grouped into 2 proposals, because two out of the three proposals are about footbridges and flyovers, and they're grouped into 1. Feasibility and technical studies were conducted. They are preliminary studies only. There were some works proposal, and we came up with some quotations. Members asked to identify a site to construct a venue under the theme of advancing cultural diversity and fostering ethnic social cohesion. We have limited space in Yeo Chin Mong, but we identified a site next to the Fortress Street sitting out area. And there is a large number of ethnic minorities in the area. Now, for the sitting out area, most of the users are from ethnic minorities. And locals prefer to go to the sitting out area in Saigon Street. Whereas the Battery Street sitting out area is not populated by many people. It's not a large area, but with only 4,800 square meters, and we propose to build a 1-story structure there. Now, ethnic minorities would like to book community centers or halls to hold activities like Chinese classes and religious classes. With its size and a 1-story structure accommodating over 100 people that can respond to their needs. We hope that the culture of ethnic minorities in this district can be displayed there, so locals will understand more about their culture so as to reinforce social and ethnic cohesion. As for detailed works proposal, on the 8th of April, we invited district councillors to come to site visit. Not all attended, but many members went to site visit with us. After the inspection, members agreed that it's possible to build a 1-story structure in the small site. We expect the project will cost $40 million. It's a preliminary assumption. We propose to have rooftop greening on the structure. We will also relocate the switch room existing on the site, and the water pipes, water mains, will have to be relocated too. So this is the progress for the first proposal to have a structure to enhance social and ethnic cohesion in Battery Street. And I'll give a report on utilization and beautification of space under flyovers. Now, there are certain requirements have to be met First of all, the space should be large and that should be accessible on foot. Meaning the site should not be in the middle of a road, and there should be sufficient clearance between the ground and the flyover. And we also have to see whether there are any underground utilities which will be affected. Should we go ahead with the project? There are over 50 flyovers in our district, and we visited the space and the flyovers as far as possible. One site is identified. It is beneath the Ferry Street flyover near Yomate Fruit Market. It's very spacious. Now we have to look at the headroom, because when there's a change in headroom, we cannot make use of it. Now the area is about 1,300 square meters. The headroom ranges from 4.1 meters to 7.5 meters. That's sufficient for us to consider going forward with the project. This is the only space under flyover that's accessible by pedestrians. Pedestrians can cross at the junction of Waterloo Road and Ferry Street. Members may notice during site visit that the place is very uneven. It's kind of like a knoll. There are pebbles. It's pebbled. There are pebbles on the ground, and the place is occupied by homeless people. So it's not possible for us to use the site immediately. We have to conduct site formation work first. Now, the site is a piece of government land. As far as we know, there's no government departments applying for the use of the lot. As far as we know, since there's an association applying to use the site for good storage, but as far as we know, the application has not been granted yet. I would like to turn to the note in the paper. This is to tell members that we try to identify larger sites under flyovers, including the space under Lin Cheng Road and Austin Road. But the site is not accessible by pedestrians, and as for the use of the site, members have not put forward any of the suggestions last time. I'll throw out some suggestions here. Members may notice there is an office for energizing Kowloon East. They make use of the space under a flyover. The office itself is made up of containers. It looks very modern. And I understand they got some awards, architectural awards, with the ASD.
So with this kind of architectural characteristics, the containers can actually look nice. So the containers are turned into offices, but it's very big. It's more than 10,000 square feet. Now, for the Energizing Kowloon East office, they have an area of about 5,000 square feet indoor, and more than 6,000 square feet can be used outdoor. So this is my initial proposal without a lot of information provided. So we can make adjustments according to members' views. I used the two areas, 500
square meters and 830 square meters as a basis for calculation. And for our project, we need about $32 million. And that includes the purchase and retrofitting of freight containers as an activity venue. And site formation will be the most expensive because the whole place would have to be flattened out. As for site formation, we have asked the relevant government departments, including Highways Department, well, that site can be flattened. It's not that it cannot be touched underground. So we can level it out. And also, we will have to procure and install lighting facilities. And also under this flyover, at a height of 4.5 meters, but there are some areas with lower headroom. And we can do some on-site landscape greening there. This is also covered in our estimated cost. So this is about the two places. That's about the Battery Street sitting out area and the space beneath Ferry Street flyover. And we also have other procedures. Now, because for the planning intention of these two places, they are not for GICs. So if we are going to build GIC structures there, we have to apply for a planning permission from the town planning department. And also we would have to apply for land rights, and also the LCSD would have to carry out the relevant formalities, etc. So if members agree to this direction, we will follow all these procedures accordingly. And other than the space under flyovers, well, actually, I would like to mention another point. For some spaces under flyovers, they may not be used in this way. However, they are left vacant and they look ugly, or some people just do the illegal parking there. So for this kind of spaces under flyovers, you can do some greening and beautification work. We have looked at the possible sites. For greening, there are some technical requirements. For example, plants can be grown there. There should be sunlight. And also, well, so if this site can be planted, and if other departments are not trying to make use of these areas, and actually we have to identify three sites. One is the space under Tai Kok Shui Road flyover near CCC Kachin Primary School with an area of around 28 square meters, and another space under Tai Kok Shui Road flyover with an area of 40 square meters, and another space under Nga Cheong Road flyover with an area of around 60 square meters. For district minor works, we have actually done a lot of greening, and now we need about $100,000 for these greening works. So this is not a big amount. So members can consider implementing this proposed greening works under this district minor works program. And for flyovers, other than vehicular flyovers, there are also pedestrian footbridges. Now, for footbridges, the Yam Chim Mong District Council has approved funding for the beautification works at three footbridges already, including the footbridge connecting Cherry Street Park and Tai Kok Shui, the footbridge connecting Cherry Street and Argyle Street, and the footbridge connecting Cherry Street Park and Waterloo Road. So we have enclosed footbridge columns with waterproof adhesive posters. If our members joined our visits last time, you should have seen them. These works are not very expensive. Well, including production installation, removal, maintenance, etc. For each pole, it costs about $180 to $230. Now we have already beautified 250 foot bridge columns. And we have looked at our whole district. We have about five columns like this. We have done work. We have about five foot bridges like this. We have done three, and there are two remaining. One is connecting WK City Reclamation to the West Harbour Crossing toll area. And there is also another one. So as I mentioned just now, the cost is not high. So this can also be carried out under the DMW program. Or we can reserve funds for beautifying the flyovers as part of the promotional activities under the SPS. And then for vehicular flyovers, among all the proposals, this is the one that I can get the least information. Now for beautifying flyovers, according to the Highways Department, for any proposal like this, we will have to talk to the Advisory Committee on the Appearances of Bridges and Associated Structures, that is the ACABUS. So they cover all the flyovers and railways, etc. That is all their appearances. So when they consider the beautification options, they have to look at the design, whether it's in line with the surrounding areas, the layout, the styles, its aesthetic value, and whether it's safe and to traffic or not, etc. So last time, we couldn't obtain too much information concerning the beautification of flyovers, so we are not sure whether about the CABUS will approve this. So I cannot tell you the feasibility or the costs now. However, as I said just now, well, this is quite similar to beautifying footbridges. So if this is not too expensive, maybe this can also be carried out under the DMW program. But if it is very costly, then if the theme can tie in with the SPS, then we can also allocate a sum of money for this purpose. I have been saying that we can earmark money for promotion. In the last paragraph, actually, I mentioned this. Now, each district council can reserve funds up to $10 million for promotional activities. Now you do not have to decide as to whether we should spend this $10 million today, but we have this flexibility. That is, under the SPS, we have such a reserve fund. Well, for the two sites I mentioned just now, according to my present estimation, they will cost about $72 million. Now, we can use at most $100 million. However, because of inflation and other factors, for example, changes in design, addition of new elements, etc., so when we work on the budget, we have to be very careful, and if that can be kept under, if our budget can be kept under $80 million, then that would work very well for any contingency. And also, some money can be reserved for publicity and promotion. Thank you. So, for the other departments, with regard to the district officers' reports, do you want to add anything? For example, whether certain sites can be used for certain purposes, I think the DO has pretty much covered all, right? So the DO has reported to you. We have held several meetings and we have also paid a site visit. And also there has been a division of labor among different government. There is a division of labor among government departments. So let's look at the land use first. Now we are talking about two venues which are more feasible. And also we have looked at the relevant budgets. So members, do you want to say anything about this? Several members have raised their hands. They are Mr. James Toh, Yang Chi-hei, Wong Man Singh, Chen Xiu-tong, Lan Wei-kun, and Yip O-dong. First of all, Mr. James Toh. Chairman, sorry, I would like to speak first because I have to go back to the last call to fight against filibustering. Well, I cannot stop it, but I'll try my best. Are you going to support it or are you opposing it? Well, I have not taken part in it. Anyway, Chairman, I would like to say something about the second proposal. That's about the two stories building. Well, for that particular site, I think at night time, a lot of people from the wholesale fruit market would use it. They are occupying that area at night. You may say that, well, they don't have the right to do so, but they have been using that place for quite a long time. Maybe they have an operational need. Well, the chairman say that may not necessarily be the case, but I think at least we should consult them. Otherwise, maybe we need the Lion and Dragon Dance Association to help us. Now you have to go to the town planning board. If they object to this seriously, then maybe there will be a problem. So this is my opinion. Well, what Mr. Toh said just now, I think we have to clarify this. This is not the unloading area of the fruit market. It's the site behind it. And nobody's using it now. The sign is kind of like a wave. So it is not for unloading purpose. So it's a vacant site now. These two sites are connected. Well, when I look at the map, I think the scale is not big enough, so I really cannot identify. If you look at enclosure 2, I really cannot tell. So that's what I'm worried about. Yes, I think we just need to clarify them. Yang Shihei or Wang Mansing. Thank you, Chairman. With regard to the Battery Street SOA and converting it into a multicultural and ethnic cohesion themed activity venue, I think last time we had quite similar views. So I welcome this proposal and I think we should explore it further. Well, as the DO said just now, in Yao Qimong District, there are not enough activity venues for both Chinese and ethnic minority groups. So we really have such a need. Now we are thinking about an activity venue. In the future, I don't think it should only be used by non-Chinese people. As previously discussed, it should be used by all the people of all nationalities. I think for Chinese and non-Chinese, well, for example, for non-Chinese people, if you allow them to always only gather among themselves, then it's even more difficult for them to be integrated into society. So actually, we're discussing about the hardware today. And for this place, I think it is quite small. It's only about 400 square meters. And because this is about hardware, so internally, will toilets be provided? If you want to build toilets, then you will have to fulfill the aspirations of the people. For example, gender mainstreaming, etc. So there are all sorts of requirements. And after providing all these facilities, then not much floor space would be left. And a few meters away, there is a public toilet. So can we make use of such existing facilities? So that's the 400 square meters can all be used as an activity center. Now, maybe we don't have to go into such details today, but this is what I want to tell you about, Chairman. Mr. Chen Xiaotong. Thank you, Chairman. I would like to thank Mr. Wang Man-Singh for raising these points. After the last discussion, we actually visited the site. It's kind of tiny. It's about 4,000 square feet, and some peripheral areas may not be able to be used. So if it's converted into a multicultural and ethnic cohesion themed activity center, then actually can complement with Leung Hin Lay Community Center. Well, there are many organizations that would like to rent such venues, including the ethnic minorities. So maybe we should consider giving priority to ethnic minorities. Of course, we also welcome Chinese. And then on Battery Street, there is already a public toilet, and which includes facilities for the disabled. Now, if you want to build a toilet, you have to include a lot of facilities. So if you really want to build a toilet there, then it may take up a lot of space, and the usable floor area will be much reduced. So I hope that there can be two designs. Well, the DO said that there will be a toilet inside. However, I am very familiar with that place. I don't think a toilet should be provided inside. You just walk for a few meters, and then you will find female and male toilets, and also there's a toilet for the disabled. And by doing so, we can have a larger floor area. Well, about the space under flyover for the Ferry Street ones, we have not come to a decision yet. And I'm not sure whether we are discussing item four now. Well, can I make use of the remaining 1 minute? Well, for multicultural and ethnic cohesion themed activity center, maybe we can add some other themes. For example, Chinese martial arts. I actually support that proposal. Just now, Wai Kang asked a question. That is, ethnic minorities only account for 13% of our population. So how about the remaining 83%? So actually, this is a complementary proposal. That is, we have a multicultural environment, and at the same time, we can promote Chinese culture there. I think we have all seen lion dance, dragon dance, and Chinese martial arts. So Chinese culture is very important, and it is something that we should keep. So if these two elements can be complementary, I definitely would support that. Of course, we need site formation, and there may be some changes to design. Well, that is not my constituency. Actually, it's Yang Chih-hei's constituency. So I would like to hear more about the development of the fruit market.
Let's see if we could make a decision to include this site for use today. Mr. Young?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Now, about this $100 million scheme, we've considered the matter for a long time. We have the collective wisdom of members, and I tend to agree with what we said last time. Perhaps in Sai Kung Street, we could provide a multicultural center to serve the residents, but maybe we can set aside $30 million or so for another project in Yao Chi Mong. Yeah, whether it's underneath flyovers or above or whatever. For the second project, what I have in mind, perhaps is not suitable for discussion under the signature project scheme. But if it really cannot be done, and opposite the wholesale fruit market under flyover, almost a decade ago, there was demand for that site to be used for unloading activities. Now, there's actually a suggestion to further extend the unloading and loading areas as long as it's not near residential development. So we try to find out if there's such a need, and we learn from operators that they would like concessionary rents, and they need the site to be leveled or properly formed. And operators asked for an early reply, and if, I'll use up my 1 minute, if this site cannot be used for this purpose, well, I'll keep an open mind if we want to consider other SPS projects. Maybe we could consider, you know, combining multicultural and Chinese culture, Chinese in the sense of the Chinese nation, not the country. The themes, the targets to be served, and so on, are the signature projects. I won't talk about that because it's all for the good of the residents. But idea is that we could provide space for activities for the grassroots residents at a low fee or no fee at all. As you know, we have a shortage of such spaces. It doesn't matter if we're talking about local residents, Chinese residents, or residents of ethnic origin. There is a shortage of space for activities. And I can see this paper is a result of the site visit. For the Battery Street proposal, I beg to differ from the two councillors just now. I prefer the structure to have its own toilet facilities, because say if I go there for activities, and if I have to go out to go to toilet, I know it's a small site, but even for small restaurants in Mong Kok, they have toilets. Well, you will have regard to the size of the site, and you won't have function, say, for 1,000 people. We're just talking about small group gatherings, probably. So it would be more convenient if there are toilet facilities. Rooftop greening. Yeah, I think, yes, we need to have rooftop beautification. We can still use the rooftop. But maybe open-air cafe, spaces for activities, for games. I'll use up all my time. So it's better than just screening. Because if you green the rooftop, I would say maintenance would be a problem. And then at the same time, we can't use the rooftop. So we have to consider that a bit more. And the container proposal. Well, there may be outdoor and indoor space, but I think we should focus more on indoor space. That means we should maximize the indoor space. Because outdoor space, you can't really do much with it. You can't play ball games there. The ball may roll out of the onto the road. And if you have sports activities there, the air quality may not be good enough. Or you may attract the street leapers to come back. So I think we should focus on indoor space, whatever the theme. Mr. Yip Mo Tong, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the $100 million scheme, SPS. Maybe the greening ideas floated wouldn't work. As for the District Minor Works Program, could it pay for the greening projects as suggested by Mr. Chawa? I have doubts about that. I'm happy to hear, though, that we could do revitalization underneath flyovers in Yamate for the enjoyment of the public. Now, I support the idea. Of course, as to how we actually develop the idea, we could consider it at the next meeting.
For Saigon Street or the space underneath the Yamate flyover, we could regard it as a
bigger planning project. We could put Saigon Street and flyover underneath the space underneath the flyover and Yamate, the two could complement each other. The Yamate site is a multicultural square. The Saigon Street could also be for promoting inclusion. For both sites, they will be in line with the special feature of this district, and all residents could enjoy, could use the site. So I think that would be a good idea.
On the actual usage of the Saigon Street or planning of it, I'm sure in future district council meetings there will be more detailed discussions. I won't go into that here. For the space underneath Yamate Street or the Yamate flyover, that is proposed or suggested by Madam Wong Shuming, I will speak later.
Madam Co-Polling. Proposals under the Signature Project Scheme, SPS. I heard the district officer's presentation. I support the overall plan.
The SAR government is giving us $100 million. Because it's for meeting the actual needs in the district. And what is the purpose? The purpose is to promote harmony in the district. It's about enhancing social cohesion in the district.
In Yau Tsim Mong district, of course, we have some community facilities, but many of our facilities are territory-wide. There are few facilities dedicated to the district. We want to promote the theme of inclusion or harmony and social cohesion. Then we could use the $100 million. But then under these, this is a broad theme, and we need to be more focused. Maybe then we have two notes, sort of. One note is on Chinese culture. The other note on the ethnic minorities. That way, we could truly promote inclusion in the district. I think the key question here is, how could we give every resident of Yau Tsim Mong ownership of the projects? That's important. I think at the last meetings, we mentioned this point too. Mr. Chairman, I'll use up my other minute. Through the four areas, or through our committees, we could invite schools, community groups to join us in the effort. Now, how could they participate here? Perhaps in each area, they could promote the inclusion, say, between the able-bodied and the disabled, or between the old and the young, and whatever. So there has to be a theme. And then we'll be talking about district-wide promotion. Now, it could be done through beautification of flyovers on the basis of the two notes that I mentioned, and I think it would work. So I support these proposals in principle. Madam Wong Shiming? Now, for the paper I submitted, I believe I still have a chance to speak on that, so I won't touch on my paper yet. For the multicultural inclusion theme and social cohesion theme, it seems that members all support it. I think it's good. I agree with Madam Ko.
We could use both hardware and software in linking up the entire district under these themes. Now, I speak in support of this element, and I hope members will endorse the proposal, and then we can move on to the next paper. Now, I must thank our colleagues for the hard work, but at the same time, I must remind the department colleagues to note this. Now, we various ideas were floated. Some of proposals are rather feasible, like greening. Greening, I think, is good, because then the whole district could benefit from the beautification or greening works, and Mr. Chao Chan Fai suggested it, and we thanked him for the idea. When we went on the site visit, the Highways Department gave us some information. Now, we find out if we are to do greening or beautification of flyovers, various approvals are required, plans have to be prepared for your vetting, and even after vetting, it may still not be approved. So it will be a drawn-out process with a lot of costs involved. So we had no choice but to consider other proposals. Because the members have proposed ideas that could link up the entire district, but the government department is not able to support such efforts. So maybe we won't be able to do greening and beautification for all flyovers and footbridges. But outside of the SPS, let's see how you could streamline your procedures to deal with such issues. Are there any other members wish to speak? Mr. Hong Chiu Wah? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last paragraph on community participation. I agree to the various themes proposed, multicultural inclusion, blah, blah, blah. But I think we should, as we have decided on themes, and then we consider public participation, because public would like to have more information. And if we have decided and then we ask them, maybe they'll say, well, how do you expect to participate if you've already made up your mind? So I wonder, before we actually make our final decisions, there is the opportunity for stakeholders in the district to find out about these proposals.
Mr. Ho Wing Chiao. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Out of five options, we picked three last time. And different departments have given their input on these options. The battery street and a flyover beautification were considered feasible options. And this inclusion theme and multicultural theme would just enrich the projects. For the battery street and the flyover space, if both projects could go ahead, we could actually promote a multicultural theme. And of course, the center is not to be used exclusively by a particular ethnic race, for instance, but rather the school sectors and so on may also use the center, so we could make the best use of resources. So I support the proposals under the SPS. Thank you. No other members have indicated their wish to speak. We've had several meetings on this item. Every time we spent quite a bit of time on it. I think we have to make sure the themes stand out. Perhaps, let me gauge your views first. I think we need to make some initial decisions on the way forward. Now, are we going to have a broad theme for the signature projects?
That's the first point we have to decide on. Second point, there are now two sites which seem to be more feasible than others. So based on the theme we've decided on and based on the two sites identified, can we now decide what each site will be used for? Can we decide today? And then how do we take the proposal forward? That's not something we could sort out at this meeting, because maybe we need time to consider it, and there will have to be further discussions at another meeting. But let's first of all see if we could arrive at a consensus on the themes. Let me start the ball rolling. At the last meeting, we talked about various themes. Maybe it's the theme is that we're going to provide sites for multicultural and ethnic cohesion themed activities. So, shall the promotion of multicultural and ethnic cohesion be the theme of our signature project scheme? Multicultural and ethnic cohesion and community harmony. You know, it's a theme along that line as to how we word it. Members can make their suggestions. Madam Wong Shiming, you propose some weddings for that theme. Yes, I think they're good. In my paper, I used a different phrase, multicultural and community inclusion. I think it's more succinct. Maybe for colleagues with a better command of Chinese, they can tell me if they find my proposed theme is not succinct enough, because I think it's quite good. Multicultural, the theme, the broad theme. Is there a a rule on 12 characters, 8 characters, 24 characters in Chinese? No, there's no rule as such. It's up to you. It could even be just two words, inclusion, in English, for instance. Paper number 24/2013. Page 2, actually the theme's been included there, is to promote multicultural. It's to promote multicultural and ethnic cohesion. I think that's quite good. To promote multicultural and community inclusion. Any other suggestions? Mr. Wang Manxing suggested promoting multicultural and promoting multicultural cohesion and community inclusion. I think that's a good one. So the theme of our signature project scheme is to promote multicultural cohesion and community inclusion harmony. So do you have other suggestions, members? If not, so we've decided on the theme of the signature project theme, which is to promote multicultural inclusion and community harmony. Now, there are two sites. One, the Battery Street sitting out area. The other is the space underneath the Ferry Street flyover. just opposite the wholesale fruit market. For both sides, members, do you agree that they could be included under the SPS? Maybe some say one side is enough, maybe others say that we need more than two sites. But do you agree that we include these two sites under the SPS? Any objection first on the two sites? No? In that case, the two sites would be included in the signature project scheme to promote multicultural inclusion and community harmony. And for the two sites, maybe we need to have sub-themes, sort of, or there should be some sort of division of labor. Maybe for the Battery Street side, it will do as for purpose A, and for the Ferry Street side, it's for purpose B. Maybe then you could come up with suggestions on what we do. For the Battery Street side, can members suggest what that should be used for? And for the Ferry Street side, and members could also suggest what we could use it for. Views, please.
Mr. Chen Xiu-Tong, for the site in Battery Street, as mentioned, we have a large number of ethnic minorities living in the area, and they are the major users of the site. So I think it's a site to promote community inclusion. For the site in Ferry Street, it's a larger site. Well, you are entitled to your own opinions as to whether it's a pleasant site. I think it's noisy there. Well, so I think it's better to put it to as a site for martial arts. Mr. Wong. Chairman, I have to apologize first. I think the theme is for the SPS, so I don't think we should separate the two. I don't think we should have separate themes for the two sites. For Battery Street site, I think whether locals or ethnic minorities are going to use the site, the purpose is to promote multicultural cohesion and community inclusion. For the other side, if we agree with Ms. Wong's proposal so that we should promote martial arts, I think even for ethnic minorities, they can always do lion dance. So I don't think we should set any restrictions for ourselves. Maybe we can further discuss it. Other views? Any other views? Member suggests that we can have broad directions for separate sites. Another member thinks we don't have to do that, or at least we don't have to set a decision today. But I think for myself, on different sites, we may promote different things, and we will have different constraints on different sites. Chairman, I think we should leave it for the future because it involves the usage and the operation, the management. Maybe the Battery Street site will be turned into another Henry G. Leung Community Hall. It may be managed by the district office or the HAD. So we don't have to bother ourselves with the details today. Not necessarily about the management details, but I think we should talk about the usage. We should decide on the usage so that we can come up with the design for the hardware. Chairman, I agree with you partially. If we set too many restrictions for ourselves now, it would not be beneficial for future discussion. But without any decisions or any concrete ideas, it's hard for us to go forward with our design and with our funding applications. We can set a broad direction. We can have a site for martial arts, another site for promoting multiculture. For the details that can be followed up by the district facilities management community. And we can further discuss the proposals after we've got the designs. Ms. Cole thinks we should have some broad directions first that will be beneficial for future discussion. Deal? I think members speak along the same line. Now, the broad direction, or the theme, rather, is promoting cultural cohesion and community inclusion. For the Battery Street site, it may be mainly used by ethnic minorities, but we also welcome locals to use the site because they may want to know more about ethnic minorities' culture. But members may also say that the ethnic minorities are also interested in martial arts too. Under the theme, be it local culture or ethnic minority culture, it's all about culture. So I think the theme is applicable to the two sites. I think Ms. Cole has a point too. Without any direction, it's hard for us to take the projects forward. Looking at the location of the two sites, you may notice many ethnic minorities cluster on the Battery Street site. So we may consider promoting ethnic minority culture there, and we can promote martial arts and Chinese culture on the other side, that is a Ferry Street site. Maybe members would like to consider this way. Secondly, my apologies, I missed one principle when I took members through the paper earlier on. We don't have to discuss it at this stage, but when Mrs. Carrie Lam announced the SPS, she said that the $2 billion is there to promote cooperation between public and the government. So, in coming up with ideas for SPS, no matter what we do in the end, we can always invite local organizations to operate and manage the facilities. Now, some facilities may be managed and operated by the government departments in the end, but for some others, we have to see how we can liaise with community organizations to see how to manage and operate the facilities. This is the point I'd like to supplement, though we don't have to discuss this at the stage. Mr. Wang Manxing. Having listened to the deal, I understand the matter better. The theme covers Yeo Chin Mong as a whole. It's just that we want to apply the theme to two particular sites. We should be practical here, though we may want to incorporate all ethnic minorities. The Battery Street site is usually used by ethnic minorities, the non-Chinese. So their needs should be addressed first. Dio said the project is there to promote cooperation between the government and the public. there is already a support service center next to Battery Street site. Maybe this is one of the things you would like to consider in taking the project forward. Personally, if we have to put some sort of focus on the site, in building the facilities on Battery Street site, I think our focus should be on ethnic minorities' needs. Mr. Young. I am a district councillor, Yo Ma Tei. When looking at the proposal of beautifying space under flyover, when we discussed this matter, I understand that the site is useful for those people working in different market. Now, for me and local residents, of course, we would like to make use of the site and to turn the site into a loading and uploading area, because that can actually enhance the environment. You mean if the site can't be used for loading and unloading, the government should give very clear reasons as to why they reject the application. Next member. If we decide to go forward with the two proposals, I don't think we should make it so specific as to which site is for locals, which for ethnic minorities. Now, if you ask me, I think mostly the two sites are frequented by locals rather than ethnic minorities. Dio said that the next stage we have to discuss which organization is to be identified to manage the facilities. Should government departments not be able to take up the management work? In that case, I hope we will have more time for such discussion. Now we can look at the two sites as a whole, and it's best to have the two be managed by one single entity that will make it easier for funding application at LASHCO. We can identify large organizations in the community to take up the task. All right, thank you, Mr. Any other questions? It seems that on the face we have different views, but on the whole, members agree that we should apply the theme of promoting multicultural cohesion and community inclusion. It's just that we have different views as to whether we should separate the works. In that case, can I say we have a consensus? That is, we will promote multicultural cohesion and community inclusion for the two sites, and we'll leave the division of work till later. We won't separate the work, right? Not today, at least. But we will take up the two sites, right? Now, next, about the allocation of the $100 million. I'll ask the DO to brief us on how to allocate the, how to make use of the sum. And we have to make a decision on that first. DO. Thank you, Chair. At the end of the day, all the district councils will have to go for funding application at LegCo, but each is given $100 million. Now, sometimes, and on many occasions, there will be the cost will exceed the amount that we hope that will not exceed by $80 million. $10 million is the ceiling of the reserve funds for the promotion. So we can earmark $10 million for promotional activities from the $100 million. We hope we will roll out the promotion after the two projects are completed. So the amount set aside will only be spent at a later stage, but that should not exceed $10 million. The contingency is $80 million, and the promotion, $10 million. That's the ceiling. If you exceed the $10 million, then you have to go for extra funding application at the Finance Committee. I'm sure District Council would not like to go to LegCo for separate funding applications for the software and hardware. Well, I listened to you carefully. And all along, we focused our discussion on the hardware. We haven't discussed much on the software. Have you got any ideas already about the software? No. I just want to let members know that you should not exceed the 10 million threshold. So, 80 million for hardware. And only 10 million out of the 100 million can be taken out to for promotion works. Now, all the calculations are done on the basis of MOD prices, money of the day prices. But we estimate we can only start the works in 2015. There may be implications because of inflation. And so at the end, maybe the 80 million threshold will be exceeded. That's why I have to remind members about all these points now. $40 million for the Battery Street and $32 million for the Ferry Street site and $10 million for promotion. All these do not cover the renovation and the management in the future. So on the whole, $82 million for at our disposal. And software is not included. So the amount is just for hardware then?
Well, maybe I can make myself clearer. Now we can have $100 million for use. So if the most of it is spent on construction, then a small amount is spent on non-construction, then the small amount will be $10 million. That's the ceiling. Just now, we were talking about the hardware, and the MOD is $72 million. So that does not exceed $80 million, and a certain amount is earmarked for other purposes. Just now, we haven't talked about the software. Well, maybe we don't have to discuss that now. Yes. Well, I propose an initial estimate of $72 million. If you agree to that, if you don't think that's too much or too little, then that would be okay. Now, what is the ceiling or the floor? Actually, it's some lines have already been drawn, so that's what I'm trying to explain to you. So it's $80 million and $20 million. That's your proposal. You don't have to spend it all. Yes, that's our budget. So $80 million is the ceiling. That's for construction. So for MOD, it's actually $72 million. Okay, so say it's $70 million and it's $28 million. So for money of the day, it's $72 million. Nobody says that you have to spend all the $100 million. So in simple terms, for hardware, $72 million. And some of the resources can be used for publicity and promotion. So that's how we use the $100 million, $72 million for hardware. As for promotion and publicity, the ceiling is $10 million. So let us try to reach a consensus of here. So for this allocation of resources, does any member object to this? Any objection to this proposal? This is the government's proposal. Chairman, I agree. So with regard to the distribution of funds, this is our grand direction. So we've decided on several major points. And I hope the government has heard us. Now, including two venues and hardwares would have to be built on these two venues. And we just also agreed to the distribution of funds. And also we need to reach another consensus. Well, later on, we'll have to hold a number of meetings concerning SPS. So are we going to discuss it at the district council meeting? Or it is one of our district facilities. So can we discuss in the district facility management committee? So when it comes to the design of the building, what kind of facilities are needed, etc., can we decide on all these, or shall we be referring the SPS to the District Facilities Management Committee? Now, because for the district council meeting, we always have a lot of items to discuss, and we cannot adjourn our meeting before 9 p.m. So does anybody object to referring the SPS to the District Facilities Management Committee for follow-up? Mr. Leung, are you objecting? No, I'm not. But I would like to remind you that there are members that are not sitting on this committee, and they may object to the decisions of the committee. Mr. Chen Xiu-tong, I'm the chairman of the DFMC, and I have always been encouraging our members to join the DFMC, and now we have 19 members there. We are one member short. Oh, because there are members that are not sitting on this committee. And I think referring the SPS to the DFMC is the right thing to do. Maybe I should invite that member to join DFMC. I do not want to mention his name here. We have a very transparent and open committee. For DFMC, well, out of the 20 members, 90 members have joined, so that's already 95%. But I agree with Mr. Chen Xiu-tong. This is a very important project. And I agree with Mr. Hoi Tak Leung. So for the member who has joined, has not joined the DFMC, maybe he should join it now so that you can carry on the discussion about SPS. So we all agree that the SPS be referred to the DFMC, right? Agree. Okay, so we all agree that the SPS be referred to the DFMC for further discussions. So this is our big direction. So DO, well, in the future, you're going to assist us in the SPS. So do you want to hear anything else from us now? Well, we have set the direction today. So I will conduct some more in-depth work concerning these two projects. Well, for we have to go through some statutory procedures and for the design of buildings, etc., the time cannot be shortened. So the next milestone is to seek funding from the LegCo, so we need a timetable. So according to my estimation, if I work at full speed, I think we can only make an application to the LegCo in the autumn of 2014. I hope that we can start works in early 2015, because we have to get funding first and then we can start the tendering exercise. So we aim to start the works in early 2015, and then I'll report to the chairman and members again. Okay, the DO things that we have already set directions today, so she will continue to carry out in-depth studies. So we have a clear direction. So now let us look at paper number 25. It's submitted by Mr. Wong Shiming. Mr. Wong Shiming, please. Or Ms. Wong Shiming, please. Well, although we didn't discuss this item with the earlier one, but I am grateful that members support me in this. That is to enhance cultural variety and community integration by providing a regular martial arts training venue for promotion of Chinese culture. Now, I would like to give you some background. Why did I write this paper? Actually, in March, I received some letters from Hong Kong's Chinese martial arts field. They said that they have been winning a number of international awards, and they also took part in the Olympics. However, their practice site was actually under flyovers in Hong Kong, so it's really pathetic. In February, well, actually, you can see a newspaper report in February, and also in March, there was another report in The Sun. And then on the 8th of April, we made the site visit. Several members also formed this idea during the visit. Just now, we mentioned that we want to promote multicultural and ethnic cohesion at this venue. So I think for multicultural, we definitely need to include Chinese culture. So for these two venues, maybe we can make use of one of them so that we can build a regular venue for dragon and lion dance practices. So I hope members can support my proposal. Thank you, members. Mr. Yi Po-tong. Thank you, Chairman. Now, with regard to the space under or to spaces under flyovers, I think Ms. Wong Shiming is actually very forward-looking. However, I don't think the venue should be solely used by Dragon and Lion Dance Associations, because that is quite a big space. Now, maybe different stakeholders and cultural organizations can also make use of it. And that would be more appropriate. I understand that for Lion and Dragon Dance Associations, they also need spaces for practice. So we can give them the right to use such a venue. But other cultural organizations are also facing the same problem. As the DO said just now, well, we have seen the example of energizing Kowloon East. Well, they are making use of structures which can be either temporary or permanent, and they are relatively inexpensive. So if we make use of such facilities, for example, freight containers, then other organizations can make use of them as well. For example, dance troupes, singing groups, etc. So if different stakeholders are allowed to use the space, then actually this suits our purpose better. That is, we want to promote multiculture and Chinese heritage. Any other members would like to speak? Mr. Chen Xiuchong. Thank you, Chairman. Well, after listening to Mr. Yang Qihe, actually, the Fruit and Vegetable Merchants Association is very interested in it, or in the site. So I hope the HAD can act fast. That is, an answer should be given to the fruit market merchants. For the Jade Merchants Association earlier on, they also built an iconic structure there called the Great Jade. So they are virtually, they are just trying to promote Hong Kong. They put the structure there for free, but the government refuses to waive rent and land formation fee. It's very small. It's only about 20 odd square feet, but we spent more than $200,000 on it. So for the Fruit Market Association, if you are talking about a formation fee of over $30 million, etc., I think it's quite impossible. Now, if that is the case, maybe the Jade Merchants Association should try to get its money back. We are just talking about a small site, and the government has been refusing us. And now the fruit market people want to make use of this site for business, and that's for making money. So I think it's totally different. So we have to clarify things first. First of all, we have to make sure that the fruit merchants are not using this site, then we will start our work. I hope the HAD can clarify this as soon as possible. As for the use of the venue, as Mr. Yipo Tong suggests now, we want to promote Chinese cultures, including dance and even mahjong. I think mahjong is also a Chinese culture. So for Chinese cultures, I think some organizations are already having their venues. So I'm not saying that this place is to be used only by the Dragon and Lion Dance Associations, but now they really lack space. Well, for mahjong playing and traditional Chinese dances, I think they are already enjoying some venues. However, for Chinese martial arts, there is indeed a shortage of venue. I'm not saying that the venue is to be solely used by this organization, but maybe we should accord it with better priority. Now, for the unloading area of the fruit market, I think it's also paid for by the government and is used by the fruit market. Or was there a precedent? I really don't know, but the government really paid for it, and now they are using the space for unloading cargoes. Well, for these two venues, should there be a division of labor? Well, you said no. Now somebody would say that maybe we should focus on one thing. So are we going to continue discussing this? That is, which venue is for what? I think at the present stage, when we try to set a theme, maybe we should set a broader theme. Later on, this will be referred to DFMC, and by that time, you can try to consult more people. Maybe that venue is suitable for promoting a certain culture or promoting Chinese martial arts, etc. But for all these details, you can discuss them at the DFMC meetings. Then we received a letter from the Dragon and Lion Dance Association. Maybe later on we'll be receiving letters from other associations. I don't think we should decide on all the details today. So we have seen these papers, and we have already noted these papers. So maybe later on, the FMC can continue the discussion. That is, you can discuss the details concerning the venues, as long as you stick to our theme. Mr. Yang Chihei. Now for the SPS, as to whether our future venues should be used by one organization or many organizations, I think, yes, actually we should have a broader scope. Now if that venue has main theme, that's okay. So I don't think the Chinese martial arts organizations would use the venue all the time. So that venue can be used by more organizations so that more cultural bodies can make use of this kind of government facilities.
Thank you, Madam Wong, for the paper. And we've had a discussion. So, do you agree, members, for this SPS proposed? SPS, we have already laid down the broad direction today. For this item, perhaps we could end our discussion here, but on another forum, what we're going to do for the site and so on, we could have detailed discussion at the District Facilities Management Committee. Any objection? No? No objection? District Officer, anything else from you? Because I'm inclined to end the discussion of this item. Mr. Chen Shutong, Mr. Yang Chihei mentioned the wholesale fruit market application to pay a nominal rent. I understand the Food and Health Bureau has not yet given a reply. I undertake that I will follow up with them to see whether they could give the wholesale fruit market a reply as soon as possible. Thank you. So we hope the Food and Health Bureau will come up with an answer soon, whether they will grant the application or not. Because then the District Facilities Management Committee, if I recall correctly, has meeting in May. So let's hope they could come back with a reply early, sooner. Okay, no other questions on this item, so we end the discussion of this item.